Okay, how concerned should we be about the roads? I saw this on NPR. NPR had the report about the number of tickets issued May 1st through September 2nd. That's not the longest amount of time, right? May 1st through September 2nd.
4 months.
Yep. My boy's birthday, September 2nd, born on Labor Day. 68,723 tickets were issued from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. 8 drivers were cited for accelerating at least 120 miles per hour. Now, have you ever driven 120 or more?
No.
I did one time in my life, and it was idiotic, in my friend Lori's car. College.
Where at? Oh, in Arizona?
Mm-mm. Back here in the summer.
Oh.
Indefensible, stupid, foolish, ignorant, dangerous. I was an idiot for doing that. Pure and simple. You're just a fool if you do it. And I was an absolute fool when we were doing that. Talks about traffic fatalities are up just short of 13%. From 1 year ago. And we've been speeding since the pandemic. It's, I mean, it's just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
322 people have died in the roads in Minnesota as of a couple days ago, as of September 20th. 322. That's frightening. The year before, it was 286 at that time. DWIs and speed. 80 deaths tied to alcohol, 94 tied to speed. So plenty of other reasons, just other accidents. This came up during our news last week or so. During the two-week DWI campaign around Labor Day, law enforcement arrested 1,235 drivers for taking the wheel under the influence of alcohol, cannabis, prescription medications, or other substances. Well, cannabis, we still don't have a formal way to test for that. Unless it's so blatantly obvious, right? Which for some people would be. The highest blood alcohol content, the individual who drove through the patio at Park Tavern, he was 0.325. This individual in Egan was 0.443. How is this person alive at that point? 0.443. We had Paul Anderson on.
Applebaum, excuse me.
You're right, Applebaum. Paul Anderson, someone we've had on this show a number of times also, former legislator who's very good. We could have Paul on again another time, too. And he was talking about some of the crazy numbers. Paul Applebaum, excellent defense attorney in this state. I've never heard of this one. 0.443. So I want to hear from people. Since we chatted with Susie so long, it was so fun. We got to take a break here pretty quick. How concerned are you about the roads right now? Because I'm starting to think we should be more concerned. I don't know how we're going to control the speed anymore. I like to drive with some alacrity, but not the craziness I see out there. Do I go 7-8 over the limit? Sure. Are there times when we're all flowing maybe a little faster than that? Sure. I don't weave in and out. I don't tailgate horribly. I don't stalk people. As a kid in college, I was stupid driving really, really fast that one time. 322 people have already died on the roads. I get it. We're a big state. We have 5.5 million, something like that. How concerned are you on the roads, and how realistic do you think it is to slow this down, to bring down the fatality numbers, and a lot of it, this is tied to pandemic. Nobody was on the road. Then seemingly all assimilated to that speed. And then who do we have out there to stop people? I don't notice, and this is anecdotal, but we know it's not anecdotal when we hear of prominent police departments when they're absolutely in need for more police officers. I don't think there's any doubt to me, as a person who's lived here the majority of my life, the number of officers, or whether it's for the city or the state patrol, where I would see them out in the roads, I don't see nearly as many. Do you?
No.
And again, I don't have the data on that, but we do have the overwhelming data on big cities, smaller cities, not all, but plenty, who don't have enough officers. So they're investigating actual crimes. And these are potential crimes, and it's dangerous and literally killing people on the road, so I'm not dismissing it, but there's only so many numbers. I think we should be more concerned. We have fun at times. We did a few weeks ago about what drives you nuts about the roads. But when we have people driving at that speed and it doesn't seem like it's, you know, a regression back to the mean, I don't think it's going to change. And I get it. Like when I go to Duluth, reasonable amount. There are times when the roads are more open and when people are driving 78, 79. And I think that's way safer than people weaving in and out of the road at 68, 69, 70 here in town. And are just so derelict of the responsibility. I mean, I mentioned it, I think one of the days you're going, this vehicle that was basically in my back seat a week ago and then just was weaving in and out, I could see him for the next mile before they took out. From left lane to middle lane to right lane, right back to left lane.
I see that same thing a couple times a week.
That person?
Quite literally.
Person should be arrested on the spot in a month. Right then to the clink. Whatever county, boom. That day, when it's that dangerous and that self-entitled. And there are the rare exceptions that there's some emergency going on. That's different. It's not all the time. And we both see it. How concerned are you about the roads? Not? Really? We got to do something? What would you do? It's 21 past 12. Adam's coming back in 15 for Ask Adam Anything. A lot of good topics today. Jamie's on. Paul Molitor's going to join us. Good stuff. Thank everyone for listening. Anytime they listen to this station, our show, Jason, Adam and Jordana, Henry, Vanita, you name it, it is greatly appreciated. I'd love your feedback right now on the roads, on this data, and your concern level. 651-461-9226. Very strangely, Dave Harrigan, my MacBook just knocked me off our Wi-Fi here, but the phone's down too.
Oh, this is not good.
Wait, the Wi-Fi just, is it not working in the building, or is this the way it's been a good run? They're just going to
be surprised to hear something conked out here.
Mm. Are you still connected?
I think my phone is still on it.
Hmm.
Maybe it's an Apple thing.
Could be.
Maybe Tim Cook didn't pay his bills.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about driving your concern level. It's a bleep show. They need to stop fixing the potholes. No, they need to keep fixing the roads.
Yeah, I would like that.
That's not the issue. I will admit, western suburbs, and for whatever reason, towards where I live, it has been constant road construction this year.
Everywhere has been constant.
Constantly. Now my Wi-Fi is back, by the way. Do I love that? No. Does it annoy me? Yes. Do I think it should happen? I do. I don't love it when I'm stuck in the traffic, but yes. Let's let the roads deteriorate so then people drive slower because there'll be so many bumps in the road. Is that what we're suggesting? Chad, we can make all the laws and regulations we want, but we will never stop individuals speeding and driving under the influence. The solution is already here in the Biden infrastructure bill. Auto manufacturers in 2025-26 will start using software in the cars that work in several ways to try to help this. Yeah, we've talked about some of what can happen. Some cars automatically slowing you down. What were we talking about, like 6 months ago or so? We talked about that.
Wasn't that long ago?
That frightens me a little bit.
Having the governor on it?
Yeah. Considering what unique circumstances you might face. I get the concept because people are such jackasses at times when they drive. But, I mean, we heard a story. We'll just keep it quiet about a birth happened extraordinarily fast. And a friend of ours needing to get to the hospital right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you get to automatically put everybody else in risk. But there are times you do need to drive faster. Now, do we eliminate that as an option because of the rare exceptions? That's always the tough debate we have in a lot of areas, right? Would you want governors on the majority of the cars out there to slow people down?
I don't think I would. I think there's other ways. I can't remember. It was California. I don't know. Was some state talking just in the last couple of weeks an idea of putting, basically mandating an alarm in a car. So if you're going, you know, say it's 10 miles an hour over the limit, the car, you know, can know what the speed limit is. All of a sudden it starts beeping at you, you know, kind of like the seatbelt alarm. So
yeah.
I guess the idea is that'll be so annoying that you'll have to slow down or else you'll just keep beeping at you louder and louder.
A person that drives like you have explained has absolutely no respect and concerns for others.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think, do they mean me in particular? I think they mean how I've explained it, right? Because I said I'm apologizing for the stupidity I did in college. That would be about 1984. But I'm not one who weaves in and out. I'm not one who tailgates people. I'm not one that drives excessive speed. I don't do that. So if the person means me.
And perhaps at that time, when you were doing that in 1984, that was probably true. But I think you've grown.
And it was one stupid time. I'm admitting it. I'm being honest. If we open up the text and said, in fact, right now, tell me the fastest you've ever been in a car. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. I guarantee you there's 90s, 100s, 110, 120. Yeah. And they're all indefensible, dangerous, foolish. I'm not condoning them in any way. I am more concerned about the pattern, which has changed more dramatically than what you did when you were younger and more immature, which, by the way, can still lead to someone's death.
Yeah. I just look at 94 driving in from Woodbury every day. Before the pandemic, you know, the speed limit's 55. If you were going about 63, 64, it was probably about the flow of traffic. Now it's up to 70.
I agree.
Every day it's 70. And that just means the goofballs, the ones that are weaving out, who were going 75 before, now they're going 85, 90.
Yeah. I like Sweden. If you get a driver under influence, you automatically lose your license for 12 months with no excuses, no slap on the wrist. There's a lot of countries in Europe where it's very strong right from the get-go. I live in southern Minnesota. I don't see problems on the roads. Somebody right after. I live in the country out in Scott County. I see drunks about every week, including me calling 911 on a severe drunk. I wound up following home, and it was my neighbor, unknown to me. How about that?
Wow.
When you see this happening, you should really call the state patrol lines by dialing 911 if you need to. Tough thing is, can they get there quick enough? Because if the person's speeding through me, they're already a mile or two ahead. I don't, you know, if I'm on 394, are they still going down? Let's say I'm going into downtown. Are they still going downtown? Are they on 55 or are they 169 or they're headed to St. Paul? And I'm not going to drive 80, 90 just to catch up to them like I'm my own patrol officer. Mm-hmm. That would be awfully arrogant and dangerous itself. Adam Carter, ask Adam anything in seconds. You want to keep the speeding how fast you ever drove? Just to prove the point, a lot of people have done dumb things, and nobody should be, I'm really proud of the dumb things I've done. But more importantly, let's get some questions. Let's get some funny, bizarre, peculiar, unique questions for Adam Robert Carter. 651-461-9226. We were talking about how fast people have ever driven on the road. Somebody, 163 miles an hour in a Chevy. 1974.
Jordan Addison.
131 on the Autobahn. Mm. Adam, how many squirrels are there in St. Paul, excluding your friends? How many?
Gosh, what do you think the ballpark on squirrels is?
Too many.
2 million? Think there are a million squirrels in St. Paul? Probably not, huh?
No, I don't think there's a million squirrels.
Could be.
I don't know. How do you know?
You counting squirrels over there?
I know the squirrel community
right.
better than anyone.
Can I interject with this?
That I can tell you.
I just had the most awkward bathroom interaction, and I fully blame myself. I walked into the bathroom just quickly to get one out before I can, you know.
Excuse me?
Pee, I'm talking number one.
Excuse me?
And I walked in.
What is happening?
And I had my head down, and I walked around the corner, and Dan Cook was in there, and I panicked. I didn't think anybody was in there, and I freaked out for some reason. I just got closer to him. I'm like, hey! And I was just like, and Dan was just like, okay, hey, how you doing? And it was just the most. And
hey, coach, you want to back away?
Yeah, right, yeah. Dan's like, hey.
Space? Yeah. Is this the first time you've walked into a bathroom and someone else was in the bathroom?
No, usually, you know, you peek at the mirror, see if somebody's there, and then you kind of, you know, you abort the mission.
I'm with you. Duck into a stall. I'm with you. I like
especially in that bathroom. You're not standing, you know, awful. Shoulder to shoulder with somebody going.
So
Dan, I apologize.
How's Dan feeling right now?
It was weird, and like I said, it was totally on me, and it's. I just couldn't believe it.
Would you like to apologize?
I apologize to everybody who's ever had an awkward bathroom interaction.
Adam, have you ever got lost in a car trip in the middle of nowhere with no cell service? This happened to my wife and I this past Friday night, middle of Wisconsin, trying to get to Oshkosh with our smartphones telling us to take certain side roads. Thankfully, we found our way back and called our hotel for directions. Eventually made it to Oshkosh over 2 hours later than we expected.
Yeesh. I don't think so. I don't remember. I mean, I've been lost before, but that was like pre-cell phone days.
You ran McNally? I mean, nothing phases
Hudson,
you now?
The old Hudson
yes,
book?
Yes. Adam, reading text here. We're going to get to Sue in a second. Adam, who is your favorite vice president and least favorite?
Wow. I was always a Spiro Agnew guy.
You just love Spiro, don't you?
Spiro Agnew.
Other Spiros, text me 651-461-9226.
Isn't there an announcer, Spiro?
Spiro Dedis.
Spiro Dedis.
Yes. Formerly with the Lakers, now maybe the Knicks. CBS. Good looking chap.
John Adams. I mean, the first vice
John
president.
Adams. Okay, who's your least favorite?
I don't know. Did we have a really bad, like, you know, Andrew Johnson? Now, the more I learn about Andrew Johnson, not good.
Let's go to Sue, who's called in. We love the calls for Ask Adam Anything. Sue, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I've got a hypothetical situation here for Adam, and I feel like I'm sort of in a tight spot. So I just happen to be starting pretty decent sized landscape project in my backyard. I'm actually putting in a fire pit, and the guys, good crew, good guys. But we're working really close to a utility easement, which I didn't really think much about. And so now we've hit a huge line down into a pond, and we have city people here.
Oh,
I'm sort of freaking out. I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do. I'm looking for some help.
I've just out of respect for the homeowner that you're working on, you know, probably consider the job gratis, you know, like make it a free, you know, say, hey, we made a mistake.
What?
The project, it's on us. And I think that would probably help the situation.
I don't think that's the right course of action. I mean, technically, they called in utilities. The city knows about it. I think it's probably the city's fault.
How would you say your interactions have been with the homeowner so far?
To be honest, he's sort of an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I not say that? I don't know.
No.
You could. I mean, it's true. But you can't say that. But he said he just told us what he does in the bathroom, you know, so I don't know if that was any better either.
That's my case.
Yes. Good luck with this. Here's a word you can use, jackass.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Thank you.
I've learned so much today.
It's that's what we do here. We teach.
Inform.
Yeah, we teach.
We laugh and we learn.
Yeah. Some problems at the mansion, I take it?
No. Everything's out of control.
Adam, favorite toy as a child from the texters. Reading a lot of texts here.
Oh, man. Like as Matchbox cars?
Yes, they count.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, you know, there wasn't one specific Matchbox car that I had, but I think
as of the ramp and everything?
As a group. Yeah, I had some, like a gas station, I think, you know.
Ooh, a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's kind of, isn't that the standard with the ramp, though? The gas station.
Is there
right
a ramp there, too? Well, there's like a parking ramp, I remember.
I thought you came out of the parking ramp and then the gas station.
Gas station right there, yeah.
What he had, fun, like a track thing.
Hey, here's a parking ramp. I mean, like, what are we doing?
Now kids have like right. 19 devices.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think of this thing right here? I was listening to station a week or two ago, and they're announcing where they were going to vote on him for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Mm.
And the one that stood out to me most, a balloon. Have we run out of ideas for the National Toy Hall of Fame? They were going to vote on a balloon. Now, God knows what you and the lobster do with, you know, your balloons at home.
At fish concerts, people know what balloons are for.
I'm sure they do. No.
Oh, come on. A balloon is a toy. How many kids have played with balloons before?
Not in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, unquestionable.
Yeah. You guys put Nishioka in the baseball Hall of Fame,
not all of us can afford the high-priced toys. Some of us just had a bag of balloons when we were young. Go outside. Have fun.
Suck the helium. Does that explain a lot?
Come back in and when you're done. You can put water in them. You can put helium in it. You can put nitrous oxide in them if that's your thing.
Okay. Tremendously versatile.
Yes.
Right. Just straight air.
You can make
it bop it in the air.
Make them into animals? Balloon animals?
Mm-hmm. Not Hall of Fame status.
Oh.
No.
Au contraire.
Fine. It's fine. The balloons are fine. The National Hall of Fame is for the elite. Yes or no? Text me 651-461-9226. You're the czar of the National Toy Hall of Fame. You are the final vote on a balloon. Yes or no? Back with that answer in seconds on CCO. What do we got for a theme today, Harrigan?
It's one of my favorite days of the year, perhaps the favorite day of the year, because, you know, I'm an enthusiast when it comes to everything. Question marks, exclamation points, hyphens.
Mr. Punctuation?
Punctuation nice. Day. So we'll be hearing from bands and artists with punctuation marks in the name.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
A little hyphen there.
Hyphen.
We heard from Wham! Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think individuals use the exclamation point too much when they're texting? Because I think I've fallen into that category now. Like if I see someone else, it's a normal dialogue, and they're using the exclamation point, I feel like I want to meet their enthusiasm, and then I kind of feel ashamed afterwards.
So you're like, you're peer pressured into exclamation point usage.
Yes, I have been.
Resist.
You much of an exclamation point guy?
Yeah.
So you're not resisting yourself?
I'm not resisting,
no. Dave, resisting?
I try to resist, but sometimes it is difficult. How many times do you get an email that's about something completely mundane? You know, hey, can you fill out your time card or whatever? And then at the end, thanks!
Yeah.
Exclamation point. That was unnecessary.
But I'll say, like, you have to have it. Like, if my wife texts me, hey, do you want to join me for this or this? If I just take back, sure.
She's worried.
She'll text back. You don't have to go if you want. No, I have to put the exclamation point at the end of sure.
Okay, the lobster needs to call in right away. We need to discuss that. I mean, how many? I mean, is this going to be three or four exclamation points, or is one suffice?
Oh, one is enough.
A texter. Me too. Double exclamation point.
All caps.
The best 49 cents I ever spent, by the way, exclamation point, yes to balloons.
Thank you.
To the deflator chief. Balloon is a fine toy that brings much joy. Would you also deny us hoop and stick? Exclamation points are stupid. Double exclamation points. Next up for jurisdiction of the Toy Hall of Fame, ball. Not anything specific, just ball.
Happy fun ball.
Are you fine? Are you fine with just the ball?
Yes.
A ball is in the
How many? Again, you elitist toy snobs.
I want a certain ball to go in, or if it's the balloons that are used by the clowns to entertain the kids, yes, but not balloon.
What about jacks?
Sure, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Adam, what is your favorite Metallica song?
Fade to Black.
Adam, in the Disney movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which one is your favorite dwarf? We're talking about the one that kids watch, not the one you watched at 11:30 at night, okay? That's a different one, okay? I don't want to hear which dwarf you like in particular. And by the way, can I say dwarf as many times as I
said it? I don't think
you can
anymore.
Okay, it's Snow White. I'm
and
not
the
just,
seven little people.
It's not my fault.
I was always a sneezy guy.
Sneezy?
I think
because of your allergies.
Related. I was in a parade as a kid, and I was sneezy, so I had to go.
Adam, this Saturday we're getting excellent text here. Adam, this Saturday is National Good Neighbor Day. What will you be doing
Saturday? Well, my neighbor is a big Packer fan. I was thinking Sunday we could get together for the border battle.
When did you guys head over, you and the Lobster, to Lambeau? Was it 2 years ago?
It was 2 years. It was Aaron Rodgers' last home victory at Lambeau Field.
DeRusha now is sending me balloon with balloons popping up on the phone. Very good. Donald John Trump yesterday, because he's mad. Colbert goes at him all the time. Kimmel goes at him all the time. Does Fallon go at Trump much?
A little, not much, though.
Okay. But he's lamenting. He's like, where's Johnny Carson? As many people pointed out, said, well, Don, I hate to tell you this, but he's been dead for, what, 18, 19 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. 10 years from today, September, what are we, 24th, 2034, will late-night TV shows exist? Because Kimmel's one to say, nope.
I don't think so either. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know if, like, TV, like, young people just don't watch TV.
More likely, well, you're not suggesting, are you suggesting all of TV is not going to exist in 10
TV
years?
TV will not exist in 10 years.
Oh,
mark it down.
Totally wrong there.
No, it will, but I get we consume little bits and.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what Kimmel said. He said, our numbers, and maybe he's trying to justify his numbers, too. But it's like, all you have to do is YouTube, TikTok, Insta,
yeah,
and it's right there. If someone as brilliant as Carson or Letterman, to me, I'm Letterman 1, Carson 2, and then everybody else is a distant third, okay? Would they become a phenomenon as those two people did? Or are those days
gone? I think those days are gone. It's just like the Anchorman. You can't, like, there's, like, just watched the Dan Rather documentary. Like, you're never going to have a Dan Rather.
You're watching a lot of TV. You keep bringing up these shows to me. You
know, I know.
I've moved on to books.
Yeah, right.
And jazz. And
well, I mean, I read the Dan Rather autobiography.
And so Smoking Pipe. You know, that's.
I'm Dan Rather.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he pretty honest about himself?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And you were texting me last night about Stop the Steal?
Yes, Stopping the Steal, yes.
Stopping the Steal?
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. You know that, right?
Right.
That's a good one. Adam, did you ever attend a Diddy White party? Any details?
Thankfully, I did not.
Adam, what is your favorite lure to use when fishing for bass? And there's about 17 exclamation points.
Well, I've largemouth bass. I mean, in about a week, I'll be using a little top water with a little bubbler, the little propeller on either side.
It's all luck. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
Harrigan and I could walk out and have every bit the same chance.
Yeah.
Texter, Jimmy Fallon is the only late-night comedian that is worth watching. He rarely involves himself with politics. That's why Johnny Carson was so good. Johnny Carson was not so good because he didn't talk politics. Right. He was so good because he was brilliant.
He was good.
And talented.
Yeah.
And the bits they would do and the interviews and the camaraderie. And if Johnny Carson was on TV today, he'd be talking politics.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay? It's just like we hear Boone and Erickson or Cannon and Howard Fiken, all brilliant broadcasters. Would all of them be successful? I bet they all would. And they would adapt to what is going on now. And, by the way, if we don't keep adapting, we're done. But, and I don't fault people for saying, well, I like that better. You have that option. But it's how people consume now. All right, you got your bag? You're going to hike?
Hike.
When do we know if we need to come get you? The hike goes bad.
Well, there's still cell service in the place I hike, so I should be okay.
All right, hit the button, Dave.